Hello and welcome to the Bloom Strong podcast. My name is Elizabeth Critton with Bloom Strong Ministries. The Lord has asked me to speak to the hearts and souls of women, to invite them into deeper intimacy with their Heavenly Father and the perfect lover of their soul, to embrace the fullness of life with Him and walk in the entirety of the freedom and joy that life of abiding with the Lord offers. I hope that you feel that fully from this place, this space, and anything that you get from Bloom Strong Ministries. I hope that it blesses your life, and I hope that the overflow of this content draws you to linger in His presence, spend more time in His Word, and build a community that blesses your heart and your mind and your soul and your body. Hi, friends. So I wanted to talk to you ladies today about something that we have all experienced, and that is pain. Pain when literally your heart hurts and you feel pulled down. But even though you feel anchored and pulled down into the depths of your pain, life still is going on all around you. And I know there's been many times in my past where I've experienced deep pain and I haven't been able to do the things that I normally do. And I'm sure we've all had it too, especially mamas, when you're experiencing emotional pain, your capacity to help other people with their pain is limited. I notice often, just to be fully transparent, when I'm experiencing emotional pain that I haven't fully processed through, and it still is in process in me, I have less tolerance for my son and less patience for him. That's a horrible feeling, right? It is so hard. And I think a huge key to processing through the pain well is giving yourself compassion, and acknowledging that maybe something that you walked through was really, really sad or is really, really hard, and giving yourself those affirmations and that empathy is going to keep you thinking out of the front part of your brain where you're clear-minded, tender-hearted, or at peace. But the fact of the matter is that when we experience pain, we're triggered easier. And I think it's even a good idea to try to offload your daily to-do list just a little bit and expand your margin a lot if possible. So God is so good and He's so faithful. And as I'm learning and growing and, you know, experiencing these things over and over again, I just know that even our brains and our bodies want us to kind of skim over the top of the pain or try to get through the pain or distract ourselves from the pain. And there's just something that I really felt in this last season of processing through deep, deep pain. I could feel it. And I know that for me, it kind of comes on as like waves, like I'll be okay. And then I'll be still. And then I'll feel this wave of deep pain. And like, I can feel it in my chest and I'm like, whoa. And it's almost like you can feel the depth of it, right? Like bringing you so low. And I remember being in that and being like, okay, Lord, here it comes. And it's almost like similar to like a contraction in labor. Like, okay, Lord, here it comes. We got this. And I just imagine Him as like the best midwife, the best coach and doula, right? Like, and He's like, you're doing awesome, baby girl. Like, I'm here with you and this pain won't be wasted. And that's been really helpful. But even during those times, I could feel myself like want to grab my phone or want to just do something else.
And I'm like, and he's just like, no, no, no. He's like, the joy is set before you. So we're going to go to the depth of this together. And to the depth where you allow me to take you in your pain, in your grief, in your sadness. I'm going to build up a wholeness and a fullness and a confidence where you can be so anchored and whole that the depths of your lows, you're going to experience the opposite of the highs, the joy. Almost like if you're willing to process through pain well, the roof of your joy lifts. And so I just knew that there was a promise on the other side of the pain. And God is so good. He's so sweet. He's so faithful. This time, and I don't know what it is. I think time and history of processing through deep pain with him, he brought me to a place where even though my heart was hurting so incredibly bad, I could still carry it in my chest and walk forward into the position that he has for me and what he's told me about how he wants me to live, what he's called me to do, that he doesn't tease us. He doesn't break promises. He illuminates hope. We cling to hope. We step forward even when you have that feeling, you can still step forward. And it was just the sweetest thing to do that with him and be like, okay, Lord, even though I might be having a contraction, a pain contraction right now, I know who I am in you. I know who you've called me to be. And because of you in me, I will rise because you're holding me up. And I just thought that was so sweet. So I wanted to read a little poem that I wrote, and it had to do with pain. So the poem is called A Promise to the Heart. Pain used to be avoided, something to figure out. Something that used to breed in me blame, discouragement, and doubt. But now it comes as blessing, a painful rhythm to unfold. The contraction in the labor creates the strength to have and hold. The blessing that we may have missed if we had rushed through all the pain would atrophy our open arms that are to hold our destined gain. So, to all the pain and suffering, and to the depths of all the lows, thank you for the crushing where perfect love still grows. I promise I won't rush ahead or lose hope on dreams we've built. Our heart I will keep watering. I won't let our blossoms wilt. So, one of the really cool things about that is I put some scripture on the side of that poem entry, and one of them was Psalm 147:3, and just with a couple other ones. I had gone to the store before I went to a meeting and came out to my car, and there was this lady that pulled up, and it says, Jesus heals the brokenhearted, on her car, and it said Psalm 147:3. And I was like, I love your magnet. And she's like, thanks. And I was like, is that the verse about how he binds up the brokenhearted? And she's like, I think so. And I was like, I just wrote a poem about that and I want to send it to you. And it was really cool just to make friends with a new, woman that loves the Lord so much. But the Lord just really confirmed that. He's like, yes, like you're processing through pain how I want you to. I promise you that nothing will be wasted. Nothing will be wasted. And he wants us to just feel it, unmedicated, processing, laboring, contracting, so that our hearts aren't atrophied, to be able to hold the blessing and the promise that he has for us. And so the pain is almost a resistance training at times, so that we can really hold with a strong foundation, with a strong grip, the beauty that He has for us, and admire and acknowledge and notice and appreciate that. And sometimes if we don't experience the pain or the loss, then you don't value what is to come. And so I just want to pray for anyone that's experiencing that pain right now. And I hope this just comforts your heart and brings you to a place where you feel so enfolded in His love and feel His wraparound presence. Father God, we love You and we just trust You with everything in our life. Every detail, every unknown, every pain, every broken place and fracture in our heart and soul, God, You know what is there and what is hidden and what is partially healed and what needs to be healed from the ground up all over again, God. And we just thank You that You are the great physician. We thank You that You don't want us to be walking around half healed, Father God, and that we'll go through experiences that'll crack us right open again, a wound we thought we've dealt with, but it needed to be cracked open again to be fully healed. So it had to be fully exposed, God. And we just know that that is Your nature and that You're good and that You give us these opportunities to labor with You into the new and experience a deeper love than we've ever experienced, a deeper joy than we've ever experienced before, Father God. So for any woman that is feeling that pain and that low tonight, God, I just ask that she feels You right next to her, helping her breathe deep, helping her feel Your encouraging words and Your empathetic, compassionate heart as she processes through pain, Father God. We just thank You so much for who You are, that You never leave. You never get scared, that You always choose us. You always fight for us. You always show up and You don't change. You're steadfast and that You love loving us, God. I just thank You that You are our best friend, our perfect Father, and our perfect groom. And I thank You, God, for just the trials that we experience that help us have a clear understanding on the thing that we need most to be loved perfectly. So God, I just lift up any of my sisters that are listening tonight, God, and just ask for more of an understanding, a tangible understanding of who You are to them. In the darkest nights, God, that they just press into You. We just thank You for Your love and Your goodness. Thank You for always illuminating hope. Thank You that You birth new things through pain. Thank You for always pursuing us, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope and pray that this episode blessed your life, stirred the waters of your soul, and fanned the flame of desire that the Lord put within you for deeper intimacy with Him and maturity in growing in the truth of who He is, who you are in Him, and the fullness of what He has for you here on earth. If you feel called to partner with us financially by tithing into our ministry, our website is www.bloomstrongministries.org, where you can make a donation either one time or recurring on our website.